Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, Part 12. This life is filled with suffering. Whether literally or metaphorically, we are not only trampled, we are trampled all day long. Not just now and then, but all day long. What do? We cry out to God. Be gracious to me, O God, for man has trampled upon me. Fighting all day long, he oppresses me. My foes have trampled upon me all day long. Psalm 56, 1 through 2. We know the enemy is stronger than we are. We fear the worst is yet to come. So what do? The psalmist says, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I have put my trust. I shall not be afraid. What can mere man do to me? Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. The Lord is able to defeat our enemies. He knows our suffering. He not only sees our tears, he collects them in a bottle and records them in a book. Psalm 56, verse 8. We may not know why we suffer, yet there are many things we do know. The psalmist says, this I know, that God is for me. In God, whose word I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise, in God I have put my trust, I shall not be afraid. What can man do to me? Psalm 56, verses 9 through 11. The coronavirus may continue to spread, but God is for me. Our politicians continue to fight, but God is for me. Our economy may continue to tumble, but God is for me. Businesses continue to close, and experts tell us that the worst is yet to come. It may feel like we are afflicted all day long. What do? We focus on what we know. God is for me. He knows what I am experiencing. I trust him. I shall not be afraid. This is Coronavirus, Christ and the Church, a ministry of Trinity Bible Church, Greer, South Carolina.